In this bulletin, a man dies in floodwaters in New South Wales as floodwaters and warnings affect thousands of people. A new premier for Tasmania. And in sport, Australian golf star Cameron Smith continues his impressive run at the 2022 Augusta Masters. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. A man has died in a submerged car in floodwaters at Cobbitty, southwest of Sydney, as New South Wales continues to manage record rainfall and floods. Parts of the state have received more than 200 millimetres of rain in the past 24 hours, with flooding in the Hawkesbury Nepean River catchment causing particular concern in Sydney's southwest and northwest. More than 2,000 people are under 23 evacuation orders, while 16 evacuation warnings are affecting more than 1,700 people, with 38 flood rescues done in the past 24 hours. Acting Commissioner for the State Emergency Service, Dan Austin, says people need to take the advice of authorities seriously.
We do expect to see those river levels continue to rise for some time before they start to ease back over the next 12 to 24 hours. So what that really means for us is that we will continue to have flooded waterways and flooded river systems for a number of days yet to come. So we ask people once again to be really mindful of their situation.
The first three of 20 armoured military vehicles Australia is donating to Ukraine will be flown from Queensland today. Australia has agreed to supply the Bushmaster vehicles in response to a direct request to the Federal Parliament from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky last week. The personal carriers have been painted olive green with a Ukrainian flag painted on either side and the words United with Ukraine stenciled on. Meanwhile, Russia has imposed sanctions on Australia in retaliation for those Canberra has inflicted on Moscow over its war in Ukraine. The Kremlin will ban 228 Australian government members, including Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Labor is flagging an overhaul of immigration policy if it wins the next election to increase permanent migration. The opposition says it will look to end Australia's dependence on temporary migration as the country faces skills shortages off the back of the pandemic. Migration is not set to recover to pre-pandemic levels for at least another 2 years, according to the latest budget estimates. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Australia should be attracting more migrants to live here long term.
What we're simply saying is that we need to make sure that we're not just solely relying upon temporary migration, because we've seen the consequences during the pandemic. So that when the borders shut, we had massive skill shortages. How about we don't have the absurdity whereby we pretend that cooks are going to come here for 6 months or 12 months or for a short period of time, but attract people to this country as part of our permanent migration program?
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has broken ground at the site of the Hanwha Armoured Vehicle Centre of Excellence in Victoria as part of a defence security partnership with South Korea. The $1 billion deal was signed between the two nations last December during a visit by South Korean leader Moon Jae-in. As geopolitical tensions continue to grow across the Indo-Pacific, Scott Morrison says the deal will strengthen relations and increase Australia's defence capability.
There are decisions that have had to be made both in Korea and here in Australia. In an uncertain time, you do business with countries that you trust, and you do business with businesses that you know you can trust, that are aligned to how you see the world, that are aligned to ensuring a secure and free and open Indo-Pacific.
Tasmania's new premier is vowing to lead a government with integrity and courage as he takes on his new role in the state's top job. Deputy Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe was elected unopposed in a Liberal Party room meeting this morning. He'll take over from Peter Gutwin, who announced his shock resignation on Monday, saying he wanted to spend more time with his family after 2 years governing the state through the pandemic. Jeremy Rockcliffe has paid tribute to his predecessor and says he'll continue their legacy for the state.
It is my plan to lead a government with integrity, a government that is courageous, accountable, delivers on its commitments, but above all, I will lead a government with heart.
In sport, and Australian golf star Cameron Smith is continuing an impressive run at the 2022 Augusta Masters, currently placed at the second top spot. The 28-year-old sits just one shot behind Korean leader Sungjae Im in the tournament in the United States city of Augusta, Georgia. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods is chasing his sixth green jacket, the five-time Masters champion pulling off three birdies and two bogeys in his first professional round of golf since a nearly career-ending car crash 14 months ago. Woods, who is still dealing with the effects of an injured leg, spoke to reporters after day one of the tournament.
So you got an afternoon tea time tomorrow. What will the next 16, 18 hours look like for you?
Lots of ice.
Tiger, we appreciate the time.
You got it.
All right.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, shower or two developing, 26 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Hobart, sunny, 21. Canberra, showers, 18. Wollongong, rain, 21. Sydney, showers and a possible storm, 22 degrees. Newcastle, showers and 24. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.